This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan Thursday to spend time with U.S. troops on the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time. He spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure his safety. In remarks at Afghanistan, he said he's working to bring U.S. forces home from the Middle East, but they are still securing the Syrian oil field.
I've been saying for a long time, keep the oil. Hate to say it. I used to say it with a place called Iraq, too. Keep the oil. They didn't listen to me. I was a civilian. They didn't listen. Now they have to listen. But we kept the oil. And we kept it, and we can help the Kurds. We can help our partners. We can have it developed. It's where they got their wealth. That's where they got their money.
The visit comes more than 2 months after Trump abruptly broke off peace talks with the Taliban after a bombing in Kabul killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against mostly unarmed demonstrators on Thursday, killing at least 40 people in one of the bloodiest days since the anti-government protests began last month. At least 25 people were killed and more than 200 wounded when security forces opened fire on protesters who had blocked key roads and bridges in the southern city of Nasiriya on Thursday. Baghdad said it had sent military troops to restore order across southern Iraq, where the protests have grown increasingly violent. Demonstrators have been occupying buildings and bridges and clashing with security forces who've used tear gas and live ammunition almost on a daily basis. Amnesty International has denounced the violence in Nasiriya, calling it a bloodbath. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.